More than 1,000 Ohio Valley farmers last year used a complicated federal visa program to hire some 8,000 foreign workers for seasonal jobs. Some of the farmers say the visa program is too bureaucratic and a bill before Congress promises to cut red tape. As Nicole Irwin reports, labor advocates say the bill would strip guest workers of many protections in an industry where wage theft is already a problem.
Roberto Gonzalez and six other workers came from Nayarit, Mexico, to work on a Kentucky tobacco farm using a guest worker program called the H-2A visa. The Department of Labor program guarantees a wage in Kentucky of $10.92 an hour. But Gonzalez says workers were getting between $3 and $8 per hour. So they went on strike. The workers won a settlement. Gonzalez knew what he was owed because it's all in a contract through the guest worker program.
So when we first came from Mexico, before we came, we were given an information sheet that told us what our rights were, what the contract was, every point.
Stephen Bartlett is translating here. He works with the Farm Labor Organizing Committee. The union says it took years of negotiating to secure wage, housing, and transportation guarantees in the H-2A program. Now, they fear a bill in Congress could eliminate all of these protections. The Agricultural Guest Worker Act, more commonly called the H-2C bill, has passed the House Judiciary Committee with the promise to eliminate red tape in the visa program.
You know, what does red tape mean?
That's Lorette Pachano, executive director of the Rural Coalition, a Washington, D.C.-based alliance of small producers and farm workers in the U.S. and Mexico. She says red tape is often just code for regulations employers don't want.
What do some of the regulations do? The regulations support the rights of workers. So, yeah, you're going to be more profitable if you do not need to meet workers' rights. But let's be clear, that's what would be happening.
This new program would end the H-2A employer requirement to provide housing and transportation and reduces the number of guaranteed work hours. Pachano says the changes place the workers in a precarious position.
And that leaves the worker more vulnerable and unable to negotiate with the employer on any terms of their employment.
H-2A visas are unlimited for temporary field workers. However, under H-2C, dairy workers and meat and seafood processors are added to the program with a cap of 500,000 workers per year. This could create more competition in an industry already experiencing critical labor shortages. West Kentucky tobacco producer Jim Kelly has grown more than 50 crops of tobacco. Each year, he hires 17 or so migrant workers to get his 150-acre crop out of the ground and to the market.
Jose over here, Jose's one of the ones that's been with me probably close to the longest. He can do anything. He's the welder. He's a mechanic.
Today, he is stripping tobacco, a job that is less labor-intensive and out of the elements, unlike field work. Kelly says the farmer who refused to pay his workers their contracted wage was in the wrong. But he also says a flat rate wage for all work isn't right either.
We're having to pay a pretty hefty price for stripping tobacco, as well as the same price we pay for the hard labor cutting it, but it used to be about $1.50, $2 difference, and these guys would work for that.
H-2C eliminates the prevailing wage and deducts 10% of the worker's pay. It's returned once the workers are back in their home countries. But the process to get the workers back for the next season is another problem. This year's crop is running behind, and Kelly is worried the 9-month contracts will expire before work is done.
I mean, why can't these guys have passports? And they can come and go and let the government take the adequate fees.
Farmers like Kelly want a program that's easier to use, but workers worry that could make it harder for them to earn a living. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in West Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU. And you can find this story from the Ohio Valley Resource and others in an archive on our website at weku.fm, as well as other stories from Kentucky Public Radio and, of course, the WEKU newsroom at weku.fm.